Following Baba Siddiq's murder, his family has expressed astonishment and tremendous sadness, and they have questioned how the police handled the matter. Aftab Siddiq, sister of the late Nationalist Congress Party leader, criticized Mumbai Commissioner of Police Vivek Fansalka and Maharashtra Director General of Police Rashmi Shukla on social media for failing to make an official statement on the motives behind the murder. Despite allegations to the contrary, Aftab denied in her post that Baba Siddiq had Y-category security. Three police officers were on duty, but the attackers were able to approach dangerously near, she said, with three of the four shooters coming within 2 feet of Siddiq before being apprehended by supporters, while the fourth managed to get away. Aftab also raised concerns about the failure of the police to conduct mandatory verification of the killers, who had reportedly been living on rent in Kurla for 2 months before Baba Siddiq murder. She further alleged that the killing was a planned conspiracy and demanded answers from authorities. The family has called for an explanation and accountability from the police, emphasizing that Baba Siddiq's death, which has shocked many in Maharashtra, warrants a thorough investigation and clarity. Baba Siddiq murder. Aftab Siddiq expresses gratitude for support. Aftab Siddiq, in another post, thanked people for their support as the family grieves the loss of their loved one, and she, in her post, wrote, "While we watched our brother leave for heavenly abode, we all shall complete our journey someday. This huge loss for our family was never expected. For Baba Siddiq's more than 40 years of service to the nation would be repaid like this." The Siddiqs express their gratitude for your presence, kind words that meant a lot to us as we grieve the loss of our loved one. Thank you all for standing with us in the best way you could and mourning with us. Please pray for his Maghfirat, she added.